Welcome to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. Today is Friday, April 9th, and happy birthday to actress Kristen Stewart, who's 31 today. I'm Dan Ratcliffe, and here are your top stories brought to you by Credit Union of Georgia. The Marietta Police Department has shared pictures from the I-75 car fire on Wednesday. Marietta is going to convert sections of Lawrence Street and Washington Avenue to one-way. The Governor's Judicial Nominating Commission will begin interviews later this month with candidates for two open court posts in Cobb. Governor Brian Kemp has rolled back the longstanding COVID-19 distancing restrictions. Cobb's District 2 Commissioner Jerrica Richardson hosted her first town hall. And we'll take a look at sports in and around Cobb County with MDJ Sports Editor John Bednarowski.
Boy, you want to talk about big stakes for one game? This is it.
You deserve better than your bank. Better service, better rates, better solutions. If you live or work in Cobb County, now is the perfect time to make the switch to the Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Since 1960, Credit Union of Georgia has been providing Northwest Georgia with financial solutions that make sense for your home, business, and family. As a homegrown, not-for-profit cooperative, our members are our mission. Not only will you get the best loan rates, you'll get personalized customer service from people who understand your needs. Plus, Credit Union of Georgia provides real convenience with a network of more than 30,000 accessible ATMs and branch locations across the country. Of course, there's also 5 locations right here in Cobb County. Ready to see how much better your banking can be with Credit Union of Georgia? Become a member today or apply for a loan online by visiting www.cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. A vehicle fire shut down parts of Interstate 75 near the Canton Road Connector exit on Wednesday. Marietta Fire Department firefighters extinguished the fire in the car, and luckily none of its occupants were injured. Marietta PD has shared photos of the firefighters in action. You can see those photos on our website at mdjonline.com. City of Marietta crews are installing 3 speed tables each on Lawrence Street and Washington Avenue this week, the first part of a roughly $100,000 traffic calming project aimed at reducing driving speed in the area. Lawrence Street will become one-way west from Fairground to Cole Streets, while Washington Avenue will become one-way east from Cole to Fairground. Additionally, the roads will be restriped and recentered for 10-foot-wide lanes aimed at improving pedestrian safety. 4 driver feedback signs, electronic signs that tell drivers how fast they're going, will be installed on each street. The Governor's Judicial Nominating Commission will begin interviews later this month with candidates for 2 open court posts in Cobb. 1 position each is open in the Superior and State Courts. The former was created through an expansion of the court by the General Assembly in 2020, while the latter, in the state's court's criminal division, stems from the retirement of Judge David Darden. The Judicial Nominating Commission is made up of 20 attorneys from around the state. Currently, the state court has 12 judges on its bench. The Superior Court bench will have 11 judges when the new position takes effect on January 1, 2022. Governor Brian Kemp has rolled back the longstanding COVID-19 distancing restrictions in Georgia amid a mix of relief and concern from local businesses and public health experts. Georgia's months-long ban on gatherings of more than 50 people in one place has been lifted per orders from the governor. Restaurants and bars will be allowed to seat patrons at least 3.5 feet from each other instead of the previous 6-foot requirement. Moviegoers can sit 3 feet from each other in indoor theaters, and a shelter-in-place order for nursing homes and other elderly care facilities has also been lifted. Additionally, police officers will be barred from shutting down businesses that refuse to comply with the new scaled-back distancing and sanitation rules. A partial ban on mask mandates in Georgia cities and counties will also remain in effect. The decision comes as more and more Georgians have received their first doses of the COVID-19 vaccine, which was made available to everyone age 16 and older starting late last month.
Adventure Outdoors, right here in Cobb County, is not only the largest gun store in America, with over 18,000 guns in stock every day, nor is it just the home to one of the largest shooting ranges in Georgia, the Remington Range, with range memberships starting at just $25 a month. Adventure Outdoors also offers a wide variety of gun safety and firearms training courses. Whether you're considering buying your first gun or looking to expand your knowledge and improve your skills, Adventure Outdoors has the training and safety courses you need. From first-time gun owner courses to marksmanship training and everything in between, Adventure Outdoors even offers personalized one-on-one instruction. Visit Adventure Outdoors on South Cobb Drive in Smyrna or online at adventureoutdoors.us.
Engineer Solutions of Georgia.
Hey Atlanta, this is Jay and Lewis, owners of Engineered Solutions of Georgia. Lewis, what should a homeowner do if they have a crack in their block wall, corner of their door, window, or concrete foundation?
Well, Jay, if it's a diagonal crack, this lets us know that they should be concerned and there could be a serious problem. Then they should call our office at 678-ESOG-NOW and set up an appointment to have one of our qualified professional technicians come out to their property to take a look at the problem.
I'm consumer investigator Dale Cardwell. I've done the research already, so you don't have to. You can trust Engineered Solutions of Georgia.
Give Engineered Solutions of Georgia a call at 678-ESOG-NOW.
Engineered Solutions of Georgia. We guarantee a stable, dry foundation.
At her first town hall as Cobb's District 2 Commissioner, Jerrica Richardson wants Cobb to become a real model for leadership and solutions. Commissioner Richardson unveiled her priorities for the remainder of the year, a list broken into 9 categories with 3 to 4 proposals apiece. Some were run-of-the-mill political fare, such as commitment to a series of town halls on upcoming budget and transit sales tax negotiations. Other priorities include determining what to do with the roughly $147 million Cobb is expected to receive from the latest round of federal pandemic relief, fully funding Cobb Police's existing community engagement initiatives, expanding access to after-school programs, ensuring local ownership of zoning and growth decisions, and more. And now let's check in with MDJ Sports Editor John Bednarowski, courtesy of Adventure Outdoors.
John, the Masters is happening this weekend. Tell me, what is a storyline that I should care about?
Well, we've got a lot of big-name players that are playing really well coming into the tournament. Jordan Spieth looks like he has come back and is really about to reclaim his spot as one of the best players in the world. He got the win last week at the Valero Texas Open. Justin Thomas won the Players just a few weeks ago. Of course, we've got defending champion Dustin Johnson, who's only the number one player in the world. So it's going to be interesting.
John Bednarowski is a sports editor at the Marietta Daily Journal. And John, tell me about some of the local kids who are now in college and getting accolades.
The football championship subdivision was forced to play their season this spring. So we had a couple of guys that did some big things last week. Quay Holmes, former McEachern standout. He's really making a mark at East Tennessee State. He was the National Offensive Player of the Week this past week. Ran for 140 yards and a touchdown. I think he had 5 kickoff returns for another 150-something yards. Caught a couple of passes. And, of course, a little closer to home here, Bryson Armstrong did it again. Former Cal High School star playing for Kennesaw State, earned the Big South Defensive Player of the Week award for the 3rd time this season. Had a pick 6, made 6 tackles. Big game for KSU this week. They're on the road. It'll actually be their first road game of the year. They're heading up to Monmouth for a game that sets up as the Big South Championship game. You know, last year Monmouth kept KSU from winning their 3rd straight Big South title. So a little revenge.
What can we look forward to this weekend?
Well, this weekend, you know, we're finishing up spring break. So as we ease into the weekend, this is when some of the Some of the high school sports get going again. We've had a little bit of baseball this week, but everybody kind of starts to get up and running again. But I'll tell you what, I've got a game circled for Monday. It is the rematch of Alatoona and Pope. Alatoona won the first one, and currently that is Pope's only loss, region loss of the season. Pope has a one-half game lead on Alatoona in that region. They both only have one loss. Both teams are ranked in the top five in the state. If Alatoona wins, they would obviously hold the tiebreaker, having both having beaten Pope twice. So this game could ultimately decide the region championship. We've still got five or six games after that, but boy, you want to talk about big stakes for one game, this is it.
John Bednarowski is the sports editor at the Marietta Daily Journal. John, thank you so much for joining us on the podcast.
Always. Anytime.
Are you struggling to find the right home in these tough markets? Hi, I'm Jeffrey Drake of Drake Realty, with seven offices across Metro Atlanta and two right here in Cobb County. The real estate market in Cobb County can be competitive. That's why you need a team on your side. My team of over 700 agents is one of the biggest in the county, and we have been turning dreams into realities for 28 years now. Next time you decide to buy or sell in Cobb, trust the team that knows the lay of the land. Visit us online at drakerealty.com.
When you have experienced the loss of a loved one, you can trust Carmichael Funeral Home to guide you through the arrangements necessary to create a meaningful ceremony that celebrates the unique life being honored. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, our staff is committed to providing your family with the highest quality care and service in your time of need. In addition, we take pride in our responsibility to lighten your burden as you take the first steps toward healing. No matter what your choice, we believe in lives lived well. Please contact us with any questions regarding your pre-arrangement requests. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, individual attention, providing support to the community, healing lives and grieving hearts, and celebrating lives well lived are our privilege to help. Contact us today or visit us online at CarmichaelFuneralHomes.com. Celebrating memories you'll always cherish. Carmichael Funeral Homes.
Thanks for listening to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Please like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.